Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what's happening. The recent storms have brought record rainfall to California. They've also revived a perennial debate at the state capitol over managing water and drought. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
During a break in the rain late last week, a group of GOP lawmakers stood on a levee overlooking the Sacramento River. Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher pointed to the water running high and fast.
Overwhelmingly, that's flowing out to sea and not being captured, not being set aside and utilized for all of the purposes we have in California.
Gallagher blames Democrats. He mentioned the Sites Reservoir, a huge project planned for the northern Sacramento Valley. Voters approved initial funding for it and other water projects in 2014, but it hasn't broken ground yet.
It's a failure of leadership. The Democratic supermajority and the governor have failed to make investments in water infrastructure.
Jay Lund is with the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences. He says new reservoir infrastructure is expensive and only part of the solution.
There's certainly an economic value of trying to store as much water as you can, but there's also a tremendous economic cost.
Other Republicans say the water flowing into the Sacramento Delta could be diverted to the Central Valley to recharge groundwater tables after years of drought. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to maintain billions of dollars for drought mitigation and flood protection this year, but hasn't proposed any new money for water storage. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit California Thursday to survey recovery efforts and determine what additional federal support the state needs. Now, here's some good news about this past weekend's storm. We captured 2 billion gallons of rainwater in L.A. County. County Department of Public Works spokesperson Stephen Frazier says that's a lot.
That would be like serving the needs of a city like La Mirada or Azusa for an entire year.
The news is even better if you go back to October. Since then, we've captured enough water to serve more than 800,000 people for 1 year. The county's working to expand its water capture capacity using money from Measure W, a parcel tax county voters approved in 2018. The seas are hazardous today off the coast of L.A., Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. KPCC's Robert Garova talked to the National Weather Service about what to watch for.
The forecast calls for high surf, especially on west-facing beaches. Waves could reach 10 feet in LA and Ventura counties. The Weather Service recommends beachgoers think about changing their plans for surfing or boating. Large waves are capable of washing people off of beaches and rocks. The hazardous conditions could last through Wednesday, and we could see minor coastal flooding through the end of the week.
Scattered showers and breezy winds are possible in LA through tonight. Remember in 1985 when scientists said that Earth's protective ozone layer had a hole over Antarctica? Well, a new report from the United Nations shows that it's slowly healing and that hole could mend itself in 43 years. The ozone layer protects Earth from UV radiation and it's constantly being produced and destroyed, but toxic chemicals have deteriorated it. David Fahey, co-chair of the Scientific Assessment Panel of the Montreal Protocol, joined Larry Mantle to talk about what contributed to this change.
And one of the key factors is climate change, that's changing the atmosphere that the ozone layer is recovering in compared to the one that it declined in.
Fahey says that future projections of the ozone status depend on climate change. The good thing is that humans don't have the ability to speed up the process, Fahey says, and that ozone is under constant surveillance. The LA Police Commission will hold a public hearing this evening at 6 on reappointing LAPD Chief Michael Moore to a second five-year term. The commission won't vote or discuss Chief Moore's time as the top commander at the LAPD. It'll simply listen to what Angelenos have to say about returning him as chief of police. You can watch the meeting on Zoom. A Los Angeles hotel used to temporarily house people experiencing homelessness during the pandemic was set to close at the end of the month. Now the L.A. mayor's office says it will stay open. The news follows KPCC's reporting on problems at the hotel. KPCC's Phoenix So has this update.
A spokesperson for L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has confirmed to KPCC that the L.A. Grand Hotel in downtown Los Angeles will remain open. He says the city is looking into a master lease. KPCC reported on fear and confusion among residents over when they would have to leave and where they would go. Two people living at the hotel said they'd been given notice to exit by mid-December, but officials never followed up or required them to leave. Another person was abruptly notified of where she'd be relocated. Staff ordered her an Uber last week and sent her to a congregate shelter. Bass's spokesperson says the goal is to get everyone into permanent housing. The mayor recently announced a directive that aims to temporarily house thousands of people in hotel rooms. I'm Phoenix So.
The city of Long Beach is launching a donation campaign to raise money for what's known as the Mayor's Fund for Homeless Action. This comes after city council members unanimously approved a local homelessness emergency last week. The fund is financed by donations from residents, businesses, and community organizations. It provides grant money to organizations throughout Long Beach to assist with shelter needs, as well as relocation and transportation assistance. If you'd like to donate, visit longbeach.gov. The Odyssey Theater in West LA kicked off its annual dance festival over the weekend. It features new work from leading companies and choreographers every weekend for the next 6 weeks. The company, No One Art House, performs this weekend with contemporary and hip-hop pieces by LA-based choreographers. Barbara Mueller-Whitman is the curator for Dance at the Odyssey. She says the program is very diverse and will have everything from traditional dance to very experimental pieces.
They have all a very special style, a special approach, a special personality, and most of them are actually world premieres.
For a list of all the choreographers and performances and to purchase tickets, go to odysseytheater.com. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.